Welcome to the Divadeets, the ultimate podcast for women over 40 who are ready to take control of their health, ditch the diets, and lose weight for good. I'm your host and coach, Danya Powers, and today I want to talk to you about something that I see almost every single day with women who come to me feeling frustrated, stuck, and defeated. What if I told you that the very thing that you think is helping your weight loss might actually be the thing that's holding you back? Or even causing you to gain more fat? Today, we're talking about why eating too little, skipping meals, and punishing yourself with cardio can actually be the reason that your body is stuck, and why this is especially true for women over 40. So grab your water, have a seat, and let's get right into this. I want to start by telling you this was me. If you've heard my story, this was me, and you know that. When I started gaining 10 pounds a year after I hit the age of 40, my first instinct was to eat less, and I did, and to exercise harder, and I did. Cut the carbs, boy did I. Skip the meals, man did I ever. Hunger was a constant state of existence for me. I was doing the fasting, I was doing the detox, I was doing the vegan, I was doing the workout, I was doing all the things. But the harder that I pushed, the worse I felt. And the worse my health got, and the less I was able to be a productive person in my family's life. The more the scale definitely didn't budge, and to be honest with you, worse, it went way up. It went up a total of 50 pounds. That's what's crazy is that when I went to my doctor for answers, all I got was more restriction offers. Let's give you shots that cause you to eat less than 1,200 calories. Okay. Then as a coach, I knew that was not right. No one was talking to me about why my body had changed. They honestly didn't know. I didn't have any help from the medical field. No one told me that eating less could actually be causing the backfire at this stage of life. When I finally hired a coach and I learned how my metabolism really works at 40, that's when everything really started to shift for me. So that's what I'm sharing with you today. So why undereating backfires? It's not a math problem. I mean, your body in general is not a math problem. It's a survival machine, right? So keeping that in mind, when you consistently eat too little, your body doesn't just burn fat faster. It actually slows everything down to protect you because its job is to make sure you don't die. And so if you're starving it, it's going to do whatever it can to make sure that you're alive. If that means stealing nutrients from wherever it needs to steal to keep the most important organs alive, that's what it's going to do. What happens when that happens? Your metabolism drops, your hormones shift, your thyroid down regulates, and your stress hormone cortisol spikes. Eating too little, especially without enough protein, causes your body to break down muscle tissue and use it for food. And muscle is what keeps your metabolism running hot. So we need every bit of our muscle. So if your body's utilizing that in order to keep yourself alive, you're already running backwards. Less muscle equals slower burn. Slower burn means easier fat gain. The body starts to really store. Then add cortisol to that mix. The more stressed your body is, whether it's from life stress, starvation causes cortisol to spike, the more cortisol you produce. And cortisol loves to store in the form of belly fat, right around your belly, right around your midsection. And so this is what I want you to do. I want you to picture this, Diva, because I know sometimes that science feels overwhelming. So let me make it pretty real. So let's think about the best relationships in your life, okay? Do they thrive on neglect, punishment, silence, constant criticism? That's a healthy relationship, right? No, the best relationships grow when you show up consistently. When there's care, respect, real attention, that is how a relationship thrives. Your body is no different. It's no different. Starving it, punishing it with excessive cardio, skipping meals, cutting calories to the ground, that's not discipline. It's neglect. And just like any neglected relationship, your body will stop responding to you. It protects itself. It shuts down and it holds on to every piece of fat as tight as it can. When you fuel your body, the opposite, when you nourish it, when you stop punishing it and you start working with it, that's when your body starts to trust you again. And that's when fat loss can actually happen. And that's what I want for you. What eating too little actually looks like is important to understand. And this is where women get really tripped up. 12 to 1400 calories, unless you are 4 foot tall, is too low for most women over 40. And there are women that are 4 feet tall. And I have women that are 5 feet tall. The lowest I ever put them on is 1600 calories because they need muscle. Their body starts losing muscle. Like my badass grandma, Kathy Brown, if you go to my social media, Donnie Powers DC on Instagram, and you look for Kathy Brown, she looks amazing. She's 5 foot. She's a little bitty thing. But she, I think the lowest, when she first started, I had her 1900 calories to pull weight off of her because we had to refeed her body. And her maintenance size is around 1700 calories. It was, keeps her at the size that I want her to be at to be healthy and strong, right? The other thing that will keep you chunky is skipping breakfast or just coffee. That's the one thing that I get. Oh, I just have coffee. People think that they're eating healthy when they tell me they just have coffee for breakfast. They have a salad for lunch, and then they have, you know, a carb and a protein for dinner. And that's starving yourself. That is no, there's no nutrition in that entire day almost. And your body has barely got anything to hold on to. The other thing that we were taught, this is a Gen X thing, is do cardio, cardio, cardio. Cardio is how you burn belly fat. Cardio is how you burn belly fat. Guess what? When you 40, it's not. It's going to take you the other direction. So over-reliance on cardio and not relying on strength training is how you get chunkier. We don't want to be chunky anymore. We are done with the chunky life. What about the eating good all day? That's what I just talked about, right? Eating good all day. But then what happens at night? You're starving. So you're binging at night because your body's freaking starving. If you ever, like, way back when I first started doing content, if you've ever seen the Sally video, Sally was always guilty, the one that I would walk up and slap, always guilty of doing things like intermittent fasting and then binging at night. You can't really intermittent fast at this age if you're already in a state of storage. If your body's already in a state of famine, how starving is it going to work for you? It's not going to work. So I need you to stop with that foolishness. The other thing is that low protein, low fiber equals constant cravings, no satiety. And most women, when I first start working with them, they're eating about 25 grams of protein where they need to be eating 140, 150, 160, 170, sometimes even 180 grams of protein in order to even lose weight. So you may think you're doing everything right, but if you're consistently underfueled, your body's fighting to survive. It's not burning fat. That is the last thing on its agenda. It does not see burning fat as something that needs to happen to keep you alive. It has to burn your muscle so that it has fuel to feed your organs and keep you alive. So how do you fix this? Focus on protein first. I mean, these are easy, quick fixes. Know that I could customize it and make something that's specific for your metabolism and what's happening in your life. But just to simplify this, and just for the sake of this podcast, focus on protein first. Aim for about a gram of protein per pound of body weight that you want to weigh. If you want to weigh 160 pounds, you are eating 160 grams of protein. You are taking that and breaking that over about 5 to 6 meals through the day. So you're eating around 30 grams of protein per meal. That's how you break that down. Keep it really, really simple. Spread it through the whole day. This is going to keep your muscle. This is going to stabilize your blood sugar. And this is going to help you control your cravings. The next thing I want you to do is stop starving. Thank you so much. Stop starving and start fueling. Balance your meals out, not just with protein, but add fiber, add fats, add carbs, add fruit. I don't know how many people are like, I'm not allowed to eat fruit. My God, what planet are you on? This will be the same person that'll down Reese cups like a mad dog. And I'm just like, okay. So you need carbs. Your metabolism needs carbs. Carbs store in your muscle as glycogen. Your body uses that glycogen as a source of fuel to help give you energy. So women desperately need carbs. They did a study on Alzheimer's and menopause. And during menopause, our brains produce the same protein that Alzheimer's patients do. And when that protein is produced across your brain, it causes you to get brain fog. Guess what they learned with the Alzheimer's patients? The only way to really combat that is to eat carbohydrates because the body needs glucose. You can't get glucose from fats and you can't get it from protein. You can get it from inside your muscle as long as you're eating carbs and it's stored as glycogen. Does that make sense? So it's really important that you don't skip your carbs. Your metabolism needs it. Your body needs fiber. It needs protein. It needs carbs. It needs balance. It needs fat. Okay? The next thing you have to do is lift weights. Yes, you do. You have to pick up things repeatedly for sets of three. That's what has to happen because you have to build muscle. It's quite good, yes? Muscle is your metabolic gold. It's literally the Midas touch to what you want to happen inside of your body. It's what keeps your fire burning. And it's the only tissue in your body that burns calories even at rest. So me, if I put on 10 pounds of muscle, just sitting here chatting with you during this podcast could burn up to 500 more calories. How cool is that? That means our body is going to be getting rid of fat. It's not going to store it because it's not scared of dying, right? So the next thing I want you to make sure that you do, and I'm, you know, Coach T's working this, Danya struggles with this to this day, and that's prioritize sleep. Menopause is a lovely, it's like having an infant. 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm literally outside, robe wide open, hot flashing, watching steam come off my body, and my husband's going, "What are you doing?" So I totally get it. It is hard to get back to sleep after you get awakened by the mad dog hot flashes. But no amount of dieting can outrun stress. No amount of dieting can outrun a sleep-deprived body. So you need to get 7 hours of sleep if you can. If you can get 8, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I would be so excited if I could get 8. If I get 7 and my little aura ring's like, "You got 7 hours of sleep," I'll be like, "Yeah, I did. Yes, queen. Mm-hmm. I did. Uh-huh." There we go. So you got to be proud of those things, right, when that happens. But at the same time, you have to prioritize the sleep. So if you are not going to bed on time, get your butt in bed. You need to manage your sleep. Try things. Melatonin works for me sometimes. You know, and stuff happens, right? But ideally, you're going to bed in enough of a window that you'll be able to go to sleep, no matter how much the latency is to get there. But you're also going to be able to wake up, feel refreshed, and the body is not in this cortisol-driven, stressed body trying to keep you rolling, right? If you lose sleep, you're going to be more apt to crave the wrong food because your body is going to spike the ghrelin and it's going to take down the leptin. So it's going to take the hunger satiety hormone down and it's going to spike the hunger hormone is going to be spiked up. That's what happens when we're tired. We don't want that. Get sleep, prioritize sleep, make it work for you so that your stress management can be under control. I also recommend that you get good at being able to turn on music and breathing. Music that works for you. I mean, some people are going to be like listening to the, and that works for them. That's not work for me. I'm turning on like classical Mozart. That's my jam, right? When I need something to really chill to, or I'm turning on like a spa vibe or some lo-fi, something like that. But find what works for you that you can take some deep breaths. And then I want you to go look up box breathing and practice that for me. Let me know if you tried. I want to know how that works for you. Listen, you're not stuck because you're lazy. Because you're not. You're not lazy. I've never met a lazy woman that has a family and kids and a job and career and all these things. You're not lazy. You are not broken. You're not stuck because of these things. You're stuck because the diet industry sold you a bunch of BS. You're stuck because the diet industry sold you a plan that was never built for your season of life. It's a lie that you can sell to a 25-year-old and it works when you're 25 because the body has enough good things rolling in it that it can still overcome that kind of starvation. It doesn't work that way when you're over 40. It doesn't, and it's never going to. It's going to continue to get worse, not better. So it's something that you need to get under control. Your body isn't fighting you. It's protecting you. It's keeping you alive. You're at 100% success at keeping you alive. So you need to be like, "Woo, thank you, body, because I've not been very kind to you," right? So let's stop punishing it. Stop punishing it and start working with it, all right? If you're ready to stop spinning your wheels and this hit home for you and you want to have a plan that finally works with you, a simple, structured plan that works with your body and not against your body, this is exactly what I do with my one-on-one coaching. This is exactly what I do. I help women get what works for their life. We dance around each other until I can get them into a place and a space that works for the rest of their lives. When they do graduate from my program, although a lot of people will stay because they do love having a coach, when they graduate from my program, they know how to do this on their own with no problem. They are ready to go out into the world and they know how to handle all of this business. And they know we're getting older because what's the alternative? Not good, right? We want to get older. I have 5 openings starting May 1st for women that want to lose 20 to 30 pounds and 10 inches off their waist in the next 90 days. If that is you, you're going to message me the word "ready" and I'll have a plan for you that's ready for your life, your hormones, your metabolism. And that's what I want to hear from you. You can find me at Donya Powers EC on Instagram. You can find me at Donya Powers EC on TikTok or Donya Powers on Facebook. You can also find me on my website, www.empowereddcoaching.com. So listen, let's just get on there and talk about what's possible for you. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.
Thanks for tuning into this latest episode of the Diva Deets. If this helped you and you found it valuable, share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Ready for more support? Join my free Facebook community or join my coaching community. The details are in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.